So can Krishna see the inside out, be misused to avoid accountability to others, saying that Krishna knows my heart, so you don't judge me, I don't care for what you think about me. No, we serve Krishna in various ways. And one way we serve Krishna is by connecting with devotees. So rather than seeing bhakti as one activity alone, we see bhakti as a constellation of activities. And association of devotees, associating with devotees, having good relationship with devotees is an integral part of bhakti. Guhyam akhyati pruchyati. That is a very important limb of bhakti. In fact, among the six loving exchanges, I'd say what actually will give us longevity in our bhakti is our capacity to do these, taking prasadam, honoring prasadam, giving and taking prasadam. That's something which we'll do anyway. It is important. Giving gifts, taking gifts, that's wonderful. That's also good. But actually the capacity to connect at the level of hearts, that is the most important aspect of devotion. So it is the tendency of the conditioned mind is to take one point and make it into everything. That can happen in material life, that can happen in spiritual life also. So Krishna sees inside out. If I absolutize this point, and therefore I don't care for what the world says, I don't care for what devotees think about me, that is inappropriate. Because bhakti involves all these things also. But there can be situations in our life when even devotees misunderstand us. Devotees are unable to, somehow devotees are not able to help us. So at that time, we should not let that dishearten us and make us give up our relationship with Krishna. So it's like there is a principle of Manas Puja, that we can worship Krishna in our mind. Now, Manas Puja is not a replacement for actual puja. In the normal situation is that we don't worship Krishna in the mind, we actually worship Krishna practically by serving Him. But in exceptional situations, when we are not able to serve Krishna externally, at that time, we serve Krishna internally. We worship Krishna in our heart. And Krishna accepts that service. We have the example in the Bhagavatam that when Vasudeva was in jail, he couldn't give any charity at the time of the birth of Krishna. But as soon as he was released from the jail, he gave abandoned charity. So the intention of the heart needs to be expressed through the actions in the world. But if somehow circumstances don't allow us to do the action, then we can say that Krishna is satisfied with the intention. It is that suppose we are doing some service for Krishna, and say we are cooking for Krishna, and then if we are careless and we make a mess of the cooking, and then we say Krishna sees inside out, you know, Krishna is satisfied with my intention. No, we want quality in the external also. But somehow if something goes wrong, at that time we don't become disheartened. So this is not, say Krishna sees inside out, is not a rationalization for external irresponsibility or external unaccountability. It is primarily a recognition that bhakti is not just about externals alone. But then bhakti is not just about internals alone also. Prabhupada translated bhakti as devotional service, not just as devotion. So devotion refers to the internal mood, service refers to the external action. So just as we shouldn't, the material world may reduce people to their externals. Some people may reduce bhakti just to the internals. Bhakti is just sentiment. Prabhupada writes in the introduction of instruction, devotion is not sentimental ecstasy, is not sentimental speculation or imaginative ecstasy. Its substance is practical service. So the point Krishna sees inside out is meant to give us strength when the externals are not possible. But it is not meant to rationalize not caring for the externals or not doing the externals at all. Does that answer your question? Thank you.